Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Jesus. Yes. Amen. And oh bone semino. Now all strike a crowd so eh come home. Uh huh. Yes. So bone sem na strike a crack come home. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, last year when I came here by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I was talking about the privilege. And even me myself, since I came here and left, the Holy Spirit keeps reminding me about the things that in my life are privileges, so that I remember them and take them seriously. Privilege in tree is what? Akwenya. Sometimes like that. Akwenya. Right? Yeah, if you reduce the base, bring the base down small. Do you get it? Yes. Ain't he? Eyana nipa or tease. Ain't me ehu and yoma. Eye in Shira wanabra bomwa. Eye akwinya nyankopon e de amano. This is actually making sense. Ain't you know? Your response. What's your here? Like your response is what? Yes. Se unhu se enioma nyankopon e de amano eye in Shira. Esanye akwenye intino wanuye anuye nya nya nsema wo kanko awo but said ya wo krekra san shira no wo kren shira no said ya wo din shira ne eye djuma what you say even your body language you see e chere se unhu but se unhu a anka a simple thing like put your hands together for Jesus you will do it well. Well, you don't understand. You will do it well. Yes. That you are here. You see, I'm already preaching. I'm already preaching. You guys, I'm already preaching. But you see, one day later on, you will see that, say, Wednesday, anopa, anase area, unjina football park, anase untina. Super untin cotton up super bet BRC. Now what I sorry them. The force, the power, there's a power that has brought you here. Nyankopon adombia eye to me bia. Instead of say oti baby a waste time no sa to me no e kukru abadem has say. Is it so that number one, God will save you from some kind of trouble you will get into? Number two, God will give you a blessing for being in His house. Because the Bible said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And they said, behold, how great and how good and how pleasant it is that brethren dwell together in unity. And then He begins to explain that a place where Christian brothers meet together in unity. The Bible says in the end of that scripture, it says, there the Lord commands a blessing. May catch you say, a debia obeba sorry dembia uni enyanum ebe shiano. Sa en shiemuno nyankupon e shie ne in shira egu yesu. In the sawa baha and then kwane de o dao weni edasu edasu is that correct? Egusuo. O TBB o one tissue se o ba ye ne nkwane de nyankopon be hwe ne nsira ego so. Yes. So you must be very happy. Yeah. And push your hands together and be happy. Don't memuna me preaching now seriously. Hallelujah. But I want us to put our hands together for Bishop Dagiwad Mills, who has brought us together. You know, in this church, he said, sometimes some of you don't know him, but one day you'll know him. Like he said, you can't describe what kind of man he is, but he's a great human being. That God has put a great spirit on him to do great things. And yet, I know. Any nyankopon adoma a warning swanka me frivota. And I met Kumasi. How will we meet? Where will I see you? I will not see you. Where will I see you? Even I will see you at Central Market in Kumasi. Obetoni, you maybe asan so chaba kentamu. But I don't know. So we'll just pass, right? Yes. But it's because of the grace that God has put on a man that he's made it possible for strangers to come together and then be converted into family members. Please put your hands together for Bishop Dag, for the great church that he has built for us. Amen. And I want us to put our hands together also for Bishop Chris, you know, for building this nice church. Yes, it's a nice church. Last year when we came here from Kumasi, we were very surprised. When we go here, hey, Kintambo Church, man. You know, you not even imagine where it is hiding. You can never imagine what it looks like. This church is nicer than many of the other churches that are around, even in cities. Many churches, this church is nicer than them, you know. So, am I saying no? Oba, men your walls sniffing. Oh, sometimes, hey, I know you're in. Don't be tired, though. I know you're standing. I am not a person who will be catch or say, oh, you're crassini. But only no. Sebi, Anna. Oh, me a person may catch or say, oh, crassini. But only no, like me share me to me, who they are me, me home, internal. Now, if you know what for same, I'm a maca. Oh, so don't, the walls are white. Don't touch the walls. Oh, like the pastor was saying, oh, call washroom. By now, dear, 2024, dear, it will be in WC. Unima, fa conference with a senior. And I'm saying it well. Yes. I'm talking about Bishop Chris. I'm not, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying anything bad. Oh, yeah. I don't know yet, Tinaso. Oh, Okwa, what Tinaso say? Tinaso say. No, what you mean Tinaso cry? A kind book. Yen say. Oh. Yeah. Oh, Yeni say, Ebi cry now. Oh, na a patrol. No matter for no way pra. Like I say, Oba conference, and I'll be pray. Oh, but Yen say, no way, Sebi, will cross the same no. And they proud. And see, when you are going there, who they are? Eh? Who they are secretly? Now I'm sure. But I'll talk about the one I start, whatever. Because see, everybody, no matter where it is, a Debbie Beba or Brabo Moa, Obeko baby, Obeya Krasini was a baby, no? Yeah. So we have built WC, Bishop Chris. Build a nice shape, build W, everything nicely so that you go, you'll be happy there. Please clap for him. And, you know, all this is part of the conference, though. Don't be annoyed. I have known him. I was in Tamale. When I finished university, I went to Tamale to go and do national service there. And I was in the church there. That was when I got to know Bishop Chris. And he's been my friend, like a real friend, you know, for a long time. As I was coming here, he has been encouraging me that this thing that we are doing is a good thing. We should do it. And that not many people, even the way he relates with me, he's a bishop, but he's like my friend. Do you understand it? So he's a great man of God. I mean, to even what is happening here, you can see that. Please, clap for Edun Ibe there. Peskebi for channel. Anna. Mamu Tim Ding Ding Ding. Yes, Bishop birthday. Yen first camera on Fabi ma utim din din din. Eh nanka sorry na yeah no tea bia sana sapate bia say we na yeah sorry nanka. Now na won ring ring. And I saw ya abana itina a we are bona ya hun chili and say yeah the person has built a nice church for you too. When we say it's his birthday, let's bring money and give him an offering. Now complaining. Then go confirm born in chow. Yes, Udimu. Amen. I want to put our hands together also for Reverend Noah, who is here, who is in this church here, who is taking care of the church here, you know, making sure that the place is working and everything, you know. It's a blessing. And then finally for LP Adelaide, who is organizing the conference. And all the teachers who are helping, branch pastors who are helping here, God bless all of you. We really, really appreciate you. Amen. I want us to close our eyes. I want you to talk to God. Talk to God this afternoon. Kache Nyankopon said, "Waba hani die. Unsan kofie a unyenshira. Asimbia owo bi wanona bompa yo. Wa mompa ya hwe ensi. Aha. Wa mompa ya ma wo ho a obi amom ma wo na hwe nsusu ensi. Bompa ech sire Nyankopon said, "Asimbia owo ma wo bia no. Wasombe bie, wakoma, wasombe bie so beti saasem no. Your heart will be open to receive it." Because it is with your heart that you are able to believe for transformation. Lord, may my ears be open to hear you. May my heart receive your word with faith. And may that word transform my life. That after today, after tomorrow, there will be a clear sign that I have been blessed of God. Maminyenshira, 2 days here, ye waha say, maminyenshira, mauhun konkono, en sani engumiso waha say, wo yesu dimu, yarebia mi deba hebiano, yankupon sami yarean sana me free ha say, e hiendia mi deba mi deba ha say, me be kono, erade, she gumin sim, en yo mami hia, en yo mami hia, a dear bia en hia mi biano, me free ha say no, na way di huen juma mami. Solve it. Meet me at the point of my need. Give me a revelation that transforms my life permanently. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you for your power. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the short time we have here to fellowship with you and with your word. We are asking that all of us, with one mind, with one accord, our hearts are ready to receive your word. Our ears are open to hear you. Holy Spirit, we are praying that, Lord, you will speak to us and you will open our eyes to see a revelation, give us direction for our lives. And may everybody here, old or young, receive a revelation that transforms our lives forever and ever. Because we came here today, Lord, may a blessing happen to us. May a visible change happen in our lives. May we carry treasures out of this place. Holy Spirit, touch everybody here. We're asking for your power. We're asking the Lord, you will have your way. May nothing prevent you from moving amongst us. Move amongst us, Holy Spirit. Move amongst us, Holy Spirit. Touch us. Bless us in this place. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seats. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we are starting like a little late, but it's not a problem. I'm very happy to see you. How many of you were here last year? Give me a wave like this. Oh, but I had a conference in the last year. But I was not here. How many of you were here last? Raise up your hand like this so I can see. Up. Okay. Beautiful. So God bless you for coming again this year. And moi, and then my first time at mobile conference, I want to welcome you to the Strong Christian Conference Kintampo 2024. Okay. And we didn't. We forgot to bring a banner this time, but the theme is on my shirt. So this last year's theme was the privilege. This year's theme is the army of hard followers. Okay, the army, or everybody say the army of hard followers. Say it. Say the army of hard followers. Yes. We won't see us here. I don't tell me by here. Because God expects that your life will change. Your life and your man nyankopon epese oyɛ wo abrabom no and your man opese oyɛ and your man akese a opese nya opese oyɛ wo abrabom no. You don't have to go through them by trying to find out new what you must do. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? The Bible says that in Ecclesiastes, it says, the thing that has been is that which shall be. That which has been. See, the thing that has been is that which shall be. And there is nothing new under the sun. And see, set over free, baby, I always see To go to where God wants you to go to, you must not be the first person to discover a way. And what I'm saying is making sense to you. When we're coming from Kumasi to Kentampo, there's one way. Maybe there's another way, but there's one main way. And we all pass that way to come here. And so, as for me, I don't want to use the main Kumasi Kentampo road. I want to discover my own road through some bush somewhere. Hey, what will happen to you? Yeah, and you see, sometimes in Ghana here, the roads that we make from one city to another city usually is not the shortest distance. What am I making sense to you? Sometimes it's not the shortest distance. Like if they were going to make the road from here to here in a straight line, it would have been shorter. But sometimes the road will go and pass. I mean, sometimes ask yourself, why is it that if you are going from Kumasi to Accra, you must pass through the eastern region before you arrive in Accra? Think, if you see Ghana map and you see Ashanti region is in the middle there somewhere, right? And then Accra is down below Ashanti region. But if you are coming from Kumasi to Accra, you go and pass through the eastern region. You go before you come and end up in Accra. What's that? If they were doing the road straight, you get to Accra faster than the way they have done the road now, that you are now going to go round. In the end, so you will die before you arrive at the place where you are going. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? And so God has also determined that there is a prophetic destiny for your life. You are 9 years old. You are 7 years old. You are a teenager. You are 12 years old. You are 40 years old. There is a place that God wants to take you to. And the place he wants to take you to, there is a road you must take. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? But that road, you must not discover a new road. It is faster for you to get to that place by the method called following. Am I preaching something good? Ain't it? Oh, the Bible by ya. Open your Bible to Hebrews 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. And I'll read it for you in the Bible. Are you in the church or you have gone home already? And you see, let me tell you something in Kintampo. Mo amuba conference ha enea. Man for book bian ma metroche no. I want to tell you that you be kunto kwa hasi. Echina o ba ebia ene o refie and I say na open tem. Inti one fam ma. Yan kunto kwa ne. Ba echina o ba. One fam Bible ma krana. Bring a book in which you can write. What's your name? Maxwell. Maxwell, you're nice looking. Are you finished secondary school? Or you finished BC? You're in JHS. JHS what? 2. You can sit down. So you're a nice guy. You have a nice name. My name is William. Your name is Maxwell. It's nice. But if you come, you're a BC, you are a JHS student, and you come for something they call conference. In conferences, we write things. The conference where you come to learn a list of things to go and practice. And so you cannot come to a conference like this and you don't have a book. And you can't tell me that you can't write. Can you write? And you are learning RME and I'm not learning RME. Social studies. Or yes. So tomorrow, if you come here again, you'll bring a book. What is it? Yeah, men can me go any mass. It's not been go any mass. Me nam was so eka but the rich man saying in and I know like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm also bought the ruach. I'm on Facebook. They are looking at my face. Yeah, so, oh, ba, it's not on. Penifona Motihanina, I'm book being cramono. Me, my ho, and my come once and I can say, the gumini massi. Maxwell, dear, the moon for me. So I can say, do you, who now knew who now, oh, yeah, Penina, one for a book, I'm mano. Oh, ba, for book, bra. And I'm not saying it well. Yes. Hebrews 6:12. The Bible says, in the King James, it says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Are you with me still? Let me read it in another translation, which is maybe easier. It says, we do not want you to be lazy. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. God has made promises. God has made promises. There are two kinds of promises God has made to you, concerning you. The first kind of promise is the promises that have been made generally in the Bible that applies to all of us. That's type number one. Type number two are the promises that God has made to you specifically about your life, which God came to say to you through somebody, through a dream, through a vision, or even through a revelation from the Word of God that is specifically to you about who and you may be a whole femo and yankopon and nam obiso ebe ka sembi a chair or no. Saying and a me ye amao. That's also a promise. These are the two types of promise. And I'm saying that the Bible is saying in Hebrews 6:12 that don't be tired, though. You go break this here. I promise you. 1:30, 1:00, 1:30. And we'll come back and continue and then we'll close. Is it making sense? So try and stay. Oh, my dad, no much is done. Tem do. Sister, now tell on channel. Yeah. Sister, eh? Tina say, yeah, oh, that crazy. Sister. It's a boy. Ah, brother, no, share white and we cloth, no, or she's a sister, mom, in here. Oh, and that's how they own nae, and what? What's what? I don't know whether I'm preaching something useful. I don't want to waste your time because some of you have traveled from far to come here. So I just need to pay attention to what I'm telling you. And I believe that God is talking to you about something you must do or how you must take some things more seriously after this conference. There are two key words I am using in this conference. Number one, following. Number two, promises. I'm saying that God has promises. A promise is something that you intend to do for somebody that you have told him you will do. That's another promise. If I say that, your birthday is when? Your birthday. When is your next birthday? Next year, 2nd February. What is your name? Yao Paul. Yeah, if I tell Yao Paul that next year on your birthday, I will send you Momo, 100 Ghana, to buy ice cream and this thing, all these things. Ice cream? Huh? 100 Ghana cedis. What can it buy? Like to have a nice birthday, what can you buy with the 100 Ghana cedis? Or it's not enough? What can you buy? What will you buy? You buy some drink, some series, or yeah. Then you buy some kebab. Yeah, something kebabs. You can yam and pork. Hey, only my idea. Only my dear fan. Hey. Yeah. If I tell him that what I have just done is made him a promise, I have promised him. It means that my catchren is say, meye adiebiamano. What I'm saying is making sense. A promise is like something that you want to do for somebody and you have told the person that the promise, the thing I want to do there, meet me here, amen, can't you know? I'm not preaching well. Say, me sending in Momo next year, 2nd February. Say, on Fendi birthday. Meet me, I can decide it in my head. What you say? Say, me here, amano. a min kan kire ne se meye ba se mi bie ma no e ka kire ne se meya ma na. That statement I have made is what you call a promise. Oh, you guys are not in the church. You see, listen, let me tell something. One of the things, and we're going to go on break. I told you, though, I'm going to go on break. But those who are sleeping, then they open their eyes, we have closed, we have gone home. They are still sitting, they'll be sitting and be sleeping. You will find out that your Christian life, say why a Christian, it will be made very nice and even made easier. Because sometimes, when the trials and the test of life come against you as a Christian, and you are losing hope and don't know like what to do, you see that. What even brings back strength is your knowledge of, like, see, the reason why the promises of God are so important for you to know in this conference, that's what we are thinking about. The reason why they are important, you need to know them, is because God is faithful and true, and God keeps his promises 100%. And knowing very well that God keeps his promise, you see, this man doesn't know me. So what I just said to him right now, in all of you, your whatever, he may not believe. He may see the whole, maybe I am fat home, like it's an example, right? So he will not even find my number and text me next year, February, to remind me that, who can send me a conference? Who can send now when you have brothers, now would you grow? Because he doesn't believe it. That's his sitting down. He's like, oh, it's an example that he's doing. But you see, and it's because the reason why he's not very sure. Ebi obeye, ebi onye. But I mean, maybe ebi an example, or maybe ebi obeye. Maybe let me check and see. Maybe he's serious. But if he knew me, and he had a relationship with me, he knew me as somebody who does not do such jokes. But I take my word seriously, and what I say I will do. 2nd February, in fact, 1st February, he will text me and say, the birthday is tomorrow. Yeah, just a reminder. He would then find my number. He would text me and say, brah, okay, send me, but the birthday is tomorrow. Today is 1st February, but the birthday is tomorrow. Yeah, but he doesn't believe it. Doesn't believe it. Many of us also, this is full of promises that God has made, that God is serious about keeping. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. Somebody sat down and made and counted all the promises that God has made in the Bible. And he found that there are 7,847 promises in this Bible. 7,847 or 874. 7,800 promises in this book. Where God said, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this, I will do. When God, I will do, like I said, I will send you Mumu on 2nd February. God also has such 7,800. You ask your neighbor, how many of them, of those promises, do you know? You are quiet in the church. You are too quiet in the church, Dodo. Hebrews 6:12 says, we do not want you to become lazy. I came from Kumasi to tell you that, Kentampo, God does not want you to become lazy. God wants you to be a follower of them, of people who have inherited some promises. Some people have lived on this earth. They have come and gone, and they have, God made some promises to them. And the promises, omunsa ekanye, nyankopon pese, sa unkofona omwediye nimno, and nyoma omwye ya, omwotimi omunsa etimi kan, nyankopon, what is promise? A boshye, that is correct. You too, you will follow. Don't go and say, I want to create a new road to Accra from Kumasi or from Kintampo. I'm going to pass my own road. He says, don't be lazy. Find out where is the road that goes to the promises. And when you find the road, just like how, I don't know whether I'm saying the thing well. Yeah. Just like how those people managed to gradually walk on that road to get the promises that God made to them. You too, there are promises that God has made to you. You too, don't be lazy. Tell your neighbor, don't be lazy. I'm not preaching the thing well today. Look, let's be serious. If I stand here right now, and I said, I'm offering basket, and I say, I want 5 people to dash me 1,000 Ghana cedis now, as we are sitting down here now. Ehwana obia sinitra se, as a nyomu na mene omu kasa. Suddenly, somebody will start taking his phone out, like, I say, when you text, important message, be an answer, or check it. All I'm saying is, not sure it's not true. Thousand cedis. It's not a lot of money. It's not 1,000 cedis is not a lot of money. You see, in Kintampo, it may sound like 1,000,000. But it's not 1,000 cedis is not more money in Kintampo than it is in Accra. It is you have made it like that. You have made it look like it's more money here than it's. Look, every once in a while, we took quite echo Accra. I mean Kumasi. Kumasi is not very like, it's not like Accra. Accra, the gap between Accra and Kumasi, the economies, is a very wide gap. Even though Kumasi is like a city. No, it's not like that. So once in a while I go to Accra and visit my friends. And then when I visit my friends, I want to hear them talking. I like the way they talk about money. They mention big amounts. And see, when they mention big amounts, like Emma. I don't know what I'm saying. So. You see, said I'm about 1,000 Ghana. No, bohuno. Say who now? It's not. It's, you, it was so yifri umu. I'm not preaching anything well at all. You don't like my preaching. You don't like my preaching. I'm saying that 1,000 Ghana cedis is small, man. It's not anything. You must come to a place in your life where, you see, one day I went to Accra. This is like some years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago. What's here that me preaching? Till me men that. No, it's not 6 years ago. When did MPP come into power? 2016. January 2017, January, they swore them in. But the election was 2016, December. And so in 2016, this is how many years ago? 8 years ago, I went to Accra. I was going to do some work for some people, like some ministry. And then we were having discussions about like the contract. So they said, I should come to Accra for a meeting to discuss the work. So when I was going to the place, I took a friend of mine with me who knows the work more than me. So that when we go there and they ask questions I can't answer, he will answer the questions. Then we can get a contract. Then me and he will do the work. So we went. Then we had a very nice meeting. I asked this question. Then something I answered. Then he also asked some. Then we finished the meeting. The meeting looked like it was a good meeting. And we left. So when we were going, when we left and we were going back, I came from Kumasi, it was in a car, we were sitting in a car going. Then he asked me that. Then I asked him that. So this work, if I get a contract, how much should I charge them? You understand it? Then he said, oh, are you listening to my story?
Yes.
I said, I'm telling you that there are promises here. Or there are promises God has made to you. If you are able to inherit them, you will say 100,000 cedis, and it's not a scary thing. Yeah. Since someone is talking, 100,000 cedis, yeah, okay, yeah, no problem. You will not be afraid of 1,000 cities. So my friend said, oh, this work is not a difficult work. The way they are describing it is like, it will not be a very difficult work. And if they ask to give them a price, quote 7,000 cities. And I said, okay. And so when he said 7,000 cities, I was looking at his face. He saw my face that, like, the money was big. Because that work, at that time, when I used to do that work, I used to do that work for other people, and I was charging them 2,000 cedis. So when he said 7,000, I felt like, like 2,000 to 7,000, that's a lot of whatever. So when he saw my face, then he said, he asked me, why? Is it too much? And I said, maybe no more into you. Like 7,000, maybe no more into you. Then he said, no. He said, in Accra here, in Accra here, this type of work, the lowest that we collect is 10,000. He said, I have friends who do this work. If I get work and I'm too busy and I pass the work on to them, and I say the amount is less than 10,000, they won't do the work. When I was coming back in the bus, I got revelation. Like, my brain is like, somebody shook my brain inside my head. That same guy, when we got down from the car, we're going to eat, so let's go somewhere and go and get lunch to eat. Are you following what I'm preaching to you? So we went to a place to go and eat. When we were going, we met his friend on the way in a car park. Come to some car park. He said, hey, hi, how are you? So how are you? We're chatting. No. Your body looks like, your body, your shape, has come. The guy was telling the guy. I said, your body is looking very... So, oh, yeah. Then asked him, have you found some gym to go to? You see, here when you say gym, it's some place around your area where they have arranged metals that people go and lift it small. Is that not it? That's not what... In Accra, we don't say gym. It's a place. It's a conditioned place where they have arranged the metals nice. It's stout. It's not the one... Almost some blocks now. You say you are going to gym. Be serious. Be serious. Yeah. If you see, we don't have a screen. Like, if I show you what a gym looks like, when they say gym, not the one you say, the gym, when you see the place, you will see what the gym looks like. So the girl said, are you going to some gym? So yeah, which one? So I found a new place be here. I'm just saying, this is 2016. I'm just saying, so I'm just 300 cedis a month. That's like membership. So I was standing there, and then when he said that 300 cedis a month, and then the girl said, oh, that's cheap. Show me where it is. So, you see, I was standing here. The guy was standing here. The girl was standing in front of him. And I was just looking at them. And I didn't open my mouth to say that. I just started stood there quietly and I was just watching. And I was thinking in my head, 300 cedis in... No, look. Even 300 cedis today to go to gym, to go and do exercise and come out, and every month to pay... 300 cedis is somebody's salary in Kintampo Hill. Otimito in toast. Eto jene. Eto nam. To mole. You understand mole? Inye onne onno. Ono ene ne mamienu mole like 300 cedis no you can like 1st August to 31st August you cook banku inside dieho and ayoyo inside you do jollof inside I don't know how it happens but like magically you take it and go and pay to a place gym so that you can go there and do exercise and sweat and come out. I was standing there looking at the people. I said, Then they finished talking. And then, so Charlie, see you later. Then when we were going, then he pointed at some Mercedes Benz on the car park. He said, have you seen that car over there? That's the girl's car. That's the car that is on the car. That, the girl. Because when we talk to the girl has some car keeping in her hand, and she was some girl. Eh? Who is a girl who I can show? Hi. Get up, let me see. Yeah, it's like this. A woman who works, but this is the woman's size. This is a woman who was, and she like, you have a key. She'll be. She had a Mercedes-Benz car key. She'll be doing her key like this. Have you seen the Mercedes-Benz over there? That's the lady. That's her car there. I said, oh, beautiful. And then we went to go and eat our food. And we came out. When I was coming back to Kumasi, I was thinking to myself, William, you need to see money differently from how you see it. And how you see it must not be based on what you have or don't have. Because you see, you will tell me that spending 300 Ghana cedis in a gym is a waste of money. No, it's because you don't have it. It's because you don't have it. It's not a waste of money. It's because you don't have it. Yeah. Am I preaching something good? And I'm saying that one of the things that will take you, in fact, one of the main things that will take you from being a person who doesn't have, who has little, small, always thinking small and seeing small, to become a person who has so much promises. What has God, who is the God, the creator of all the universe, what has God said? I think this is supposed to be a children's conference, but I'm saying that grown-ups are more than the children. I'm becoming confused. It's a children's conference. I'm becoming confused. I came to preach to children. But now I'm not seeing the children in the church. I went to Accra last year or last 2 years or something. One of my friends. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Because see, I'm just trying to introduce to you two things. Promises and following, like how you follow. How do you follow those who have? There are some people who have lived before, and please put your hands up for Reverend Noah, who is in the building. It's a blessing. No problem. I'm telling you, there are people, and I will show you. I cannot show you all of them. I will show you one, or I'll show you two of them, and then we will see what did they do. We'll do the same thing to this and tomorrow. Then I'll show you. So as I'm telling a story, I went to Accra. When I went to Accra, one of my friends was like, "Who is my friend? Once in a while, I go and see him." So this time I saw like me who nache into me bane Charlie. We just spend some time together. Let me buy, like, it's okay. It's lunchtime. Then he took me to some place. There's a place in Accra called Osu. Have you heard the name before? And if you go to that place, you have to have money. Like Osu. The things that they sell in Osu, they are nice. But you have to have money. So let's go to a place. Let's go to a restaurant in Osu. Let's go and eat fufu. Fufu there is choba. What are you going to do in a restaurant? Eat fufu in a restaurant? Like, open asem. We're going to a restaurant. So let's go. So we drove he drove and took me to this place. Then we went. When we sat down, they brought the menu. So we know what we want to eat already. So bring us fufu and light soup and goats. Then we sat down and they brought the fufu and light soup and goats. Do you have fufu and light soup and goats in Kuntampo? It's about how much? If I want to eat fufu, like, okay, not something I can eat. And then some goats, maybe three pieces of goats. Good size, about how much will I spend? So the meat, one is 20. So if I buy three, that's 60. One is 10 cedis. So if I buy two, so if I buy the fufu is 10 cedis. Then if I buy three of the meat, so that I can feel it well, 40. Charlie, let's go and find fufu. Before we go, we have to find the fufu something there. Because Charlie, 40 there, we can. Look! We sat down. They brought the fufu. Are you here? Yeah. We ate, we chatted, we ate. When we finished, we said, bring the bill. Then they, you know, they printed it on paper. They know the bill, they print it. Funa Yedi know, they printed the bill on paper. Then they brought it. And then when they bring it, they put it inside something. So you have to open it to see the. So they put it on the table. Then I opened it and I saw the price. Then my friend opened it and he saw the price. The fufu and the things like 200 and something Ghana cedis. That I'm telling you, it's not the fufu that we ate in the place, no. It doesn't taste different from the one in Kintampo. Live soup is live soup. Live soup is live soup. Live soup is live soup. Live soup, no. The taste, no. It's not a number of live soup anymore. In the old salmon, a year live soup now. You will taste salmon in the live soup. Mebwa. Udi aponchin na yeah yeah. You will taste aponchin live soup in Kintampo and aponchin live soup in Kumasi, aponchin live soup in Accra. It tastes the same. You know, it's not different. 200 and something. Well, you see, when I saw the thing, and I'm a katazo. I don't know so beer. Beer, I know you in wallet. I know you can be good table no so. Now, what's the thing? I said, Charlie, you cannot come and disgrace yourself here. He said, I'm assuming you wallet. I'm assuming you can go. But as I was going home, I was thinking, ah, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, like, what? But look, maybe before the year, maybe you can say, I'm going to say, I'm going to like, you can come from to take a bus from Kumasi and come to Accra to come and eat food and pay 200 Ghana cedis. But see, I remember the Holy Spirit telling me that you have to, something has to happen. It is not that the food is too expensive. It is that you, your capacity to afford needs to go up. And I'm telling you that here, inside here, inside, you see, we don't have a screen. I would have shown you. If you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. John, do you have a Bible? Please give him a microphone so that he'll be our screen. He'll be telling us the verses. Read it. Yeah. So I want you to listen to it. Then we can go for a break and come back and continue. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, verse 2. Ofamano, give it to him. Yes. Listen, pay attention. T.A. Those are, when we go on the break and we're coming back, we rearrange. Let all the children come to the front. Let the grown-ups go to the back. Because I'm not seeing them. I'm not seeing the children. And they are just sleeping. Look at how they are all waking the boy up. Ah, this is children's conference. We're going to be a conference now. Tennessee. Yes. Yes. John, read the thing.
Okay. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1.
What does it say?
It says, and it shall come to pass.
Listen, please.
If thou shalt hearken diligently
If you will listen carefully, continue.
Unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
The voice of the Lord thy God.
To observe. And do all this his commandments.
Do all his commandments.
Which I command thee.
Yes.
This thee on high above all nations.
You have missed something. Jumped something. Verse 2.
Okay. I'm still on verse 1.
Read it.
Okay. It says, to observe and to do all his commandments. Which I command
you this day. Yes.
This day. Yes. Okay. Thank you. That the Lord thy God will set thee.
When you see will, that's a promise that is right there. When you see that it says somebody will, I told you that I will send you Momo, right? Which means that it is something that I'm going to do for you in the future. But I'm telling you about it now. But when you say, if you will hearken unto, listen carefully to the commands of God, the commandments of God, all the things he's commanding you, and be careful to do what he is saying, the Lord thy God will do what?
He say, he will set thee on high
you
above.
See, this is your Bible, it's very complex. He will, he will lift you up high above. Above what? All the nations.
All nations, yes, of the earth.
Yes. God. I want to talk to these people. Nyankopon, bebia ufri. Bebia yawo etoye. Bebia ufri. Bebia woke se siye bian. Nyankopon pese opeja o efri sa ehono. And take you high. I'm not preaching well. Stop thinking small thinking. As I'm telling you something, I don't know whether that's why you have become so used to the. Well, I'm not saying that. That's why I'm telling you my story about fufu 200. You eat fufu 200 one day to show that, yeah, it's possible. Eh? Yeah, it's possible. God says that he will. It is something that is a promise. I make you a promise. I will lift you high above. See, please, if I'm not preaching well, please let me know that I'm not preaching well. The theme of this conference this year is the army of hard followers. A person who is following somebody who has achieved something. And to, you see, and when you follow, I will explain it to you. It's like, what did the person do to achieve that thing? You too, you will do, and you are going to follow it, but you're going to follow it hard. So that the same result the person had, you will have the results, the same results. And I'm saying that God intends that this humble, you know what I'm saying? Jonas, that you will build a big house with many rooms and have house helps and house boys and gate men and have cars parked in the front. Like, how this place is like this, no? Like, this is your house. This is your compound. You're not saying amen to me, Anna. Stand up. You can receive the prophetic word properly. God wants you to be lifted high from where you are. All the things your father has been able to do, your father's like what born in home modern pan with me aye no. The beer up apart me ye could do ye piano. Nyankopon pese opejawo. It's not. I'm not the one saying it's in the scriptures. Say, I will lift you high above the nations. Like, I will make opejawo, you ordinary human being from wherever you are coming from, and take you so that you will do things that nobody around you has done before. And I'm saying that like you will build a asasi awo si udai waso no ne etsese. This is your story building with. Can you imagine if there's a house which starts from here and ends here, and we divide it into rooms, and it's a story building? no, that's what I'm trying to say. And then this is the compound where we park cars. Then this one is another building that with rooms. Then this one is boys' quarters. Look at the boys' quarters. Even the boys' quarters crampon is not a small boys' quarters. Even this boys' quarters crowd that is here crampon is not a small boys' quarters. How does a person come from where he is to a place like that? God can lift a person to that, and God wants to do it. But I'm saying that the key is that you look at those in whose life God has done it before. And then find out, what did they do? Like, how did they get to a place where God took them from that and lifted, and that's why he's saying that in the promise, he said, if you will listen, if you will, you will hearken everything I'm telling you, you will listen to it and you will be careful to do it, then I'm not preaching well. How many of you understand what I'm preaching to you so far? How many of you are interested in the topic? Okay, so now let's talk about what it means to follow. So you can sit down. Thank you very much. Write it down, then we can go on break. Okay, 20 minutes to go on break. 1:30, we're going on break. So number one, to follow means when you have to write down something so that you can go and have some homework to do. Is it a good idea? Yeah. It means to copy. To follow means to copy. To follow means to look at the thing, how the person is doing it, and copy. Is that how you say it? Copy. Yeah. When I was in Tamale, that's how they used to say copy. Say. Number two. To follow means to emulate someone. Write it down. Be afraid of the English. Emulate. To follow means to emulate someone. So tomorrow, those who didn't bring a book, they'll bring it tomorrow. Is that not it? By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Maxwell, by the grace of God. Yes. Number three. To follow means to imitate something. To follow means to imitate something. Ah, Reverend One, last time when we came in, there was there a screen here? There was a from LED, I'm remembering. By spot. Okay. Okay. Reverend Munua says tomorrow we'll have a screen. They will write it on the screen. You can copy it. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? So you just see all the things and you copy it. Number four. To follow means to try to be like someone. To follow means to try to be like someone. Number five. To follow means to reproduce. Okay. To reproduce. To reproduce. Number six. Number six. How many people are writing? How many people are writing? How many people are writing? Okay. Okay. To follow means to reproduce. Number six. To follow means to clone. C-L-O-N-E. To clone. Clone is spelled C-L-O-N-E. Next one. To follow means, number seven. To follow means to become a double. Are you following? Yeah, to become a double. To follow means to become a double. Because our main assignment after this conference is to go and follow. Yeah, we are going to go and follow. When we go from this conference, what are we going to go and do? Go and follow. So I have to understand what it means. If I'm going to follow, what am I going to do? It means you are going to go and clone or to reproduce. Yeah, something to copy. You understand it? Yes. Next one. It means to become a twin. To follow means to become a twin. Follow means to become a twin. Next one. To follow means to catch up. To catch up. Like if somebody is running in front of you and you are behind, you want to run fast so that only the bear pay. You understand it? So to catch up means that that's what it means to catch up. Is it okay? Then the last one, number 10. To follow means to surge forward. S-U-R-G-E. Forward. To S-U-R-G-E. Surge forward. Hallelujah. Are you in the church? Are you here? Alright, so what do we have? Number one is what? To follow means what? To copy. Okay. Number two. To emulate someone. To follow means to emulate. To emulate means to do the same thing the person is doing. Do you get it? And one of the ways is that when you see when the children are babies and they are growing, one of the ways you know that they are growing is that they start to do that. So even when they are learning to talk, you say something, they say it. They don't even know what it means. They just say the same thing. They just say some words. They just say them all the time because they hear the children in the house saying. That's why if you have children in the house who are always using abusive words, you see, then one day you hear the baby who is now trying to talk, will say something. Then you say, hey, why not show us up? But it's the people are saying it around. And he doesn't know what it means. Just like to talk is to say what they are saying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's emulating. You are looking at what the people are doing. And you are saying that, me, I don't know whether it is good or it's bad. But they are doing it. So I also do some. So you hear a child say, Kwasia, one day you say, Kwasia. Who taught you? The people in the house are saying, Kwasia. Yeah, he just heard it. Like, feels like, okay, this is how you talk. If you want to talk. These are the words you see. That's emulating. Next one is what? To imitate. Okay. Yeah, to imitate. Do it. The person does the same thing. Do it. The person does the same thing. That's imitate. Next one. To try to be like someone. Try. And I'm going to show you some of the people you must try to be like. You get what I'm trying to say? Try to be like someone. Next one. To reproduce. This is something, and you see it even when we learn it in JHS or primary school, reproductions, and all this, we learn these kind of things. Where if it is maize, reproduction, when the whole pollination thing happens, I'm not part of the reproduction. Pollination, self-pollination, cross, hey, all they start teaching those things in school. They don't teach it in school anymore. JHS people. Cross-pollination, self-pollination, from the stigma to the anther, is that not it? Yeah. Then it will become a fruit. And then the fruit that will come out looks exactly like where the pollen grains came from. What I'm saying is making sense to you. So that's production. Next one is what? To clone. To have the same exact copy. Same exact copy. Same. Not difference. When you look at this and look at this one, it's the same thing. It's like when you are going to cut a key. You see, you buy a lock, it comes with keys. Then it be keys na era na kabakon. So we say we are going to the place where they cut a key and cut another key. And what they do is that they have a machine, okay, which will take the key that you have and then try and cut out the same key from a piece of metal. To get the same thing. So that the second key now becomes a clone of the first one. Looks exactly, when you put in the lock, it can open. If it is not the same, it cannot fit, or it can't even open the door. What am I saying making sense to you? Next one is what? What? To become a double. It's like become a twin. That's the next one, right? Become a twin. You know, when I was in secondary school, even twins that are identical, it takes a long time of staying with them to see the difference. Does it happen to you? Yes. Yes, I remember when I went to secondary school, first year, we had some twins who were like my mates. You know, you'll be looking at them, and sometimes, and see, they know that you can't tell the difference. Sometimes, they'll be fooling with you. Yeah, so when you mention the other brother's name, he will not say that he's not the one. So one will go and do something bad, and then it's like, it's who? But it's the other one. It's you, it's not me. It's you came to take me. I've not come here today. Before, no, it's that one. But after you have been with them for some years, you can now see something that is different. Maybe one has one black dot on the nose here. That one doesn't have. They say, you are the one. You are the one that is causing the trouble. But you see that once they are identical twins, they are so alike that you can't tell the difference. When you also look at somebody who has done the thing and succeeded, and you can try and do this and become just like him, what will happen is that the result the person got, you can also get it. Am I talking sense? Next one. Yeah. Following means to try. Don't be behind. That's why he says, don't be lazy. Don't be, if, I don't know me and him who can run faster, but if he can run faster than me, Nasser will on your mask, get set pin, and he will take it, and he is in front. If I want to win, I must try, first of all, catch up before I now pass him. you come? And he said to catch up. If the person is already in front of you, to get to where he is, then you need more energy than you have right now. Yeah. Next one. To search is, you see, the word search is like you are here and you want to get here, but you need to move with more force and more speed. See, that's what the word surge means, that it is like, it's like energy that moves fast. Then it brings you forward at the point. That's why when you say like power surge. Power surge means that voltage is 240 volts. High current, one high current that. Sometimes almost doom light and almost sound so light now. A bar, sometimes a bar through precope before it comes down to normal. And that going up, it can spoil your fridge, it can spoil your TV. So that coming on and going up fast is surging. So we have things we call surge protectors, like sockets, that they have built something in it that a costrua, are they not a brennacy? And yes, sir, a costrua sana, your fridge will get spots. I hear what I'm telling you. I pray for you that in this conference the Holy Spirit will give you the anointing you need to search forward, to catch up, to be able to reproduce the same copy, become a copy of the thing that has worked, so that God will take you to from where you are into his promises, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Stand to your feet. We're gonna go on a break for some time, and then we're gonna come back and continue. But instead of bumping, I'm out home. Say, ready? Metier in say, hey, I'm more than a month. Sorry, everybody should wake up. Wake everybody up. All right. Close your eyes, everyone. Just pray. Just talk to God and say, Lord, I've heard some things already, but help me. Help me to understand them. Help me to understand. Make them clearer to me, Holy Spirit. Bompaye say, and your mouth, and some now what no, already no. Someone I was saying that the man doesn't believe the promise I'm making to him. Bompaye say, already no. And your mana what no. Ode GDA. Jid nyankupo me mao adoma obetime edi GDA. Aha. To follow those kind of things, those things that you are hearing. Already you are being blessed. Lord, help me. Help me. The steps I must take, decisions I must make, the changes I must make. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Mahabosi andalabra sakabalaba. Mirapa kadiandalaba labra sabalibandalabra. Mekabaso katakalabrantalibalaba. Mashapako dabalabrantalibalaba. Me rebakunda bahanda la brasa brantali belebe. Me la brantoli anda la balabra. Me rapa kabala branda li balabalaba. Maso kabala brantali balabranda li belebe. Mahabala balabra soli branda li balaba. Me kabala brantali balabranda li belebe. Mahabaso kabakala brantali balabalaba. Maraba kundi balabranda li beli balabalaba. Me kabaso katakala branda li belebelebe. Mesa protalianda la balabranda libalaba. Reba konda balabra sabranta libalabalaba. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Grant me the grace. What I must do. What I must do. Decisions I must take. The steps I must take. The changes I must make. In the name of Jesus. Maho shakalabranta laba. Reba konda la balabra sabranta libalabalaba. Masa pa kalabrato libala branda libala balaba. Masa po kalabala brata lianda la brasa balaba. Rabala bala branda lianda la balabra pa kalabrata libala balaba. Reba so kabahanda bala brapa lianda libala brapa kalibalaba. Me reba lianda la balabra so kabala branta libala balaba. Me keba so kalabranta libala balaba. Marapa kalabala branda libala libala balaba. Mahabala branda libeli bala 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 ba. Masho katakala branda libeli bala bala ba. Mirapa kosa katale bala branda libeli bala bala ba.
Reba kasata kalabran balianda la balabra. Reba polianda la balabra pasoka brantali balabalaba. Me reba kalabala brantali balabra salibalianda la balaba. Me ha basaka balabranda libele bele bele bele. Me libele balabranda libele balabala balabala balaba. Me reba balabranda libele balabala balabala balaba. Reba baliando libalabra sakala brantali bele bele bele. Me rapa kalabala brantali balabranda libele balabala ba. Masho kabahonda la balabra palianda libalabala ba. Me rapa kasoka bando kalabranta libele bele bele. Me rapa kosa katala balabranta libalabranda libele bele bele. Reba paliondo libalabranta libele ba. Masha kabato kalabalabranda libele bele bele. Me rapa sabalabalabranta libalianda libele bele bele bele. Masho kabalabranta libalianda libalabra. Rasa pakori balabranda libalaba. Meka baso chada balabranda libele bele. Marapa kalabranta libele bele.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. What we have heard so far, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seats. Amen. All right, so I want us to go on a break. Help you, is it a good idea? Is it a good idea to go on a break? Okay. How many of you have food you are going to eat? And we are not going to eat and... Hey, you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, I am. But you understand what I'm saying. But you understand what I'm saying. Ah, I don't understand the question. I don't understand the answers that you are giving me. So, if I say, if it's lunch break, how will they eat? They'll find their food. Everyone will find their food. John, is that true? You find your food. So, how much time is enough? 30 minutes or 1 hour? Okay, no problem. 1 hour. So, the time is 1:30. 1:28, 1:30 right now. We're coming back at 2:30. Today, I want us to close early so that we can come back early tomorrow. Is it a good idea? So, we won't close at 5. Close a little earlier than 5, so we can go and come back again tomorrow. And then tomorrow, dear, you are coming with a full vim, because today people have slept because tomorrow is like the last day, right? Okay, so time is 1:30 right now. We're coming back at 2:30. Try and get some food to eat, and then wash your face, stretch your leg, and then come back and we'll continue. Is it okay? The Bible says, the one who hears the word of God and doesn't do them, he's like a person who looks at himself in a mirror. When he turns away from the mirror, he forgets what he looks like. So then he says, be ye therefore doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. It doesn't make sense to come here once a year to this program, to come and hear what God is saying to you, and you don't go back to try and do something so that your life will change. Let me tell you something. God can make all of us in this room here prosperous. Your amen is not good. God, it's not that some people have been selected to be poor all the time. And you don't have to go to America or the UK to become prosperous. Well, I'm not making sense to you. What you are missing is the thing that makes people who have prospered, that God has prospered, you don't have it. What you don't have is, see, it says, who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And one of the people I'm going to talk about when we come back from the break, one of the people I'm talking about is Abraham. Abraham is Abraham is like one of the best examples of somebody who didn't do plenty struggling. God took money from here and gave it to him here. And that was the end. I see God prospering you. Even that's what I say, once in a while go, even your brain, your mind has to stop saying that. This is how it must be. Am I saying something good? Because you can be in Kintampo here. But when I was in Tamale, at the point I realized the Tamale, if I stay there for too long, you know, it will not be good for me. You know why? Because even in the church, among Christians, you can have Christians around you whose thinking is small. It affects you. That's why I want to show you somebody or some people who are higher. So you stop looking at the people around you and look at these people and then see what God turned them into, and then have a dream for that one, and then now find out, what can I do? Like, what did they do? And then how can I also do to get to? Because as for God, whether God wants to prosper you or not is not the discussion. No. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil. King James says, to bring you, to give you a hope in the future. NIV says, to bring you to an expected end. I mean, from an expected end, you have something that you are expecting. You are expecting something. No, sit in Kintampo and be and say, and the Lord thy God will lift you high above the nations. So when we come to that, we are looking for the people who have money in the town. So people come and say, so this time when you come here, there's no. It's like, let me take you to the houses of 10 rich people or 20 rich people in this town. Like I said, that there is no rich person. You have to stop looking. And it's because that's what I'm saying. We are going to be an army of what? Yeah. And we are following the example of those who through faith and patience over here inherited the 7,800. I'm saying there are 7,800. You choose the one you like. John didn't finish reading. When we come up on a break, I'll let him read it for happiness. Yes. Blessed, you will be blessed in your going out and in your coming in. Your basket will be blessed, they'll be full. We are going on break, but let me just don't use your experience to determine whether the Bible is true or is not true. Me, I'm always asking myself, anything in the Bible which is not happening in my life, I ask myself, what have I missed? What understanding don't I have? Or what am I not practicing or practicing well? Why that thing is not happening in my life? And I start to investigate to find it so that I can correct it. Because what God has said, Psalm 19 verse 89 says what? Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. But I think they want to go and break what I'm saying. They are not hearing what I'm telling you. When I come here, you see, I've come here twice already. And I, by the grace of God, I want to keep coming. But I want to come here. When I come here, it's not convention. When I come and I stand here and I say, among young people, two young people, they all come here and I said, oh, okay, we want to take an offering to support Strong Christian Conference for next year. We'll pay for the busing, food, like as we have come today. If I had my way, like we'll have food here. They will arrange a table here with food.
You see, you don't have to go to town. Eh? If I had my own, I would say, look, bring the food. Bring the. Why? As we are here, we are going on break. The people are arranging their pots and their things here, plates and spoon over here. Everything we have. When we say break, no, you just go there, take one, take away pack, add fruit juice to it, add water to it, sit in some place and eat it. It's not a nice thing, but it's money we used to pay for it. And I'm believing God that you will see, you will understand what I'm teaching you, and you will begin to put it, say, to observe, to do it. Then when I come and say, okay, let's take money and give it to help me a little, keep it in the bank for next year. I say, I'm holding a basket. I say, I want 10 people to bring me 5,000 Ghana cedis. I will get people who get up confidently. You see, even as I'm saying it in the Kampono, like when you hear the amounts, now, Wabemuni Nebu. May God deliver you all. Let's go and come out, then I will show you Abraham, and you will see. Stop being afraid of this amount of money they are calling. Don't be afraid of this amount of money they are calling. 10,000, 5,000. That's how I'm standing here and say, strong Christian conference, I want 10 people to bring 5,000 so that we can keep it for next year's Kentampo conference. So we can give people free food, free water, this, everything. T-shirts, everything free. I want 5 people, I want 10 people to get up with faith and vim and whatever and bring it to me. Let's just say, Ubane Krampono, wow, and show Butoma with the Abba. A new button crana or mumu so. It's all for my number name called screen. So I said, receive it in the name of Jesus. So I just need to accept it that it is possible in your life, not mine, in your life. Father, bless all our food we will eat during this break time. All our water. Give us strength. Bring us back here strong, alive and awake to hear what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen.